This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Talks between Sudanese Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok and the leaders of an October 25th military coup are making progress, a source close to Hamdok said on Thursday as the United States and the United Nations pressed for a solution. A second source said Sudan could set up a new 14-member sovereign council soon in a first step by the military towards forming a new transitional institutions. In the latest sign of increasing international pressure, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke to Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan on Thursday and urged him to restore constitutional order and the transitional process. In a telephone call with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday, Burhan agreed on the need to accelerate the formation of a government. According to Burhan's office, the Sudanese Professional Association, which led the 2019 protest that brought down Omar al-Bashir, called late on Thursday for 2 days of general strikes on Sunday and Monday in protests against the military rule. Top officials at the World Health Organization on Thursday said that Europe had seen a more than 50% jump in coronavirus cases in the last month, making it the epicenter of the pandemic despite an ample supply of vaccines. WHO Emergencies Chief Dr. Michael Ryan said there may be plenty of vaccine available, but uptick of vaccine has not been equal. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Ethiopian government marked the one-year anniversary of fighting between its forces and rebels in the northern Tigray region by suggesting its military is nearing victory. Amid urgent global appeals for ceasefire to the escalating violence, the government said in a statement on Facebook that the Tigray People's Liberation Front and its puppets are being encircled by our forces. Tigrayan forces, however, say they are advancing on the capital, Addis Ababa, and that it could fall within months or even weeks. The Ethiopian government declared a six-month state of emergency Wednesday and called on residents to defend their neighborhoods if rebels arrived in the capital. The year-long conflict has plunged about 400,000 people in the Tigray region into famine, killed thousands of civilians, and forced more than 2.5 million people in the north to flee their homes, according to the United Nations. Portugal's president announced Thursday that he is dissolving parliament and calling snap elections for January the 30th, following the minority socialist government's defeat and a key vote on post-pandemic plans to spend billions of dollars in European Union funding. The announcement is a televised address to the nation was widely expected. President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa had previously said Portugal would go to the ballot box 2 years ahead of schedule if the government's 2022 state budget proposal was rejected by Parliament, which happened last week. The ballot will elect 230 lawmakers to Parliament, where political parties then decides who forms a government. About 84 million Americans who work at companies with more than 100 employees will need to be vaccinated against COVID-19 by January 4th of next year or get tested for the virus weekly under government rules issued on Thursday. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration regulations will force the companies to require that unvaccinated workers test negative for COVID-19 at least once a week and wear a mask while in the workplace. The rules set up a potential legal battle along partisan lines between states and the federal government, with several states and Republican governors threatening to sue, contending that the administration lacks the power to make such sweeping mandates under emergency authority. Officials believe the new requirements will go a long way toward ending a pandemic that has killed more than 750,000 Americans. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.